Ramble.
Good day, friends. Good day to all of you. Excuse me, I was just writing a note in my phone. I actually, notes is not on the front page of my phone, but reminders is. So I put all of my notes in reminders and it becomes very confusing. But the note that I wrote was googly eyes and troll hair. We're just going to move on from that because today, today is a big, big day because sharks. Thank you for your time. Maggie has come up with a brilliant idea to talk about Shark Tank ideas. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the Tripod, who have done this multiple times. But
apparently, allegedly.
Maggie did not know this.
I did not know.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you got the proof, Miles?
Somewhere on the internet, I guess.
We ain't seen it.
Yeah, that's fair.
We ain't seen it. So this is our idea.
We're rolling with it. Well, where did this come from?
Ariel was actually on a road trip and was sending us hilarious, almost like Shark Tank like products. What was the funniest one that you found?
Oh my God. Okay, yes. I had a Sharper Image catalog, which I didn't think they made those anymore, but apparently they do.
I was sent one because
I'm the queen of catalogs. I don't know how I became the queen of catalogs, you guys, but you know this about me, that I don't immediately throw them away like a normal human. I have to read them.
You go through every single catalog, just because it's sent to you?
I guess.
I was trying to get on an unsubscribe list. When we first moved, I was like, please, no more catalogs.
I also want to get on an unsubscribe list because it actually gives me anxiety.
Like, you have to go through them.
And then there's something in me that I have to go through them. And if they're not furniture, then I'll just go through them really quickly. Like,
but do you buy stuff?
No.
Do you have to know if there's like a sale?
No.
So what's the,
I think it's because I'm very, I'm like inspired by images.
Oh, so you have to stay up to date on the trends.
And so it started with like CB2 catalogs and Williams Sonoma catalogs and, you know, like Restoration Hardware catalogs. If any of you have gotten those Restoration Hardware catalogs, they're books.
1,000 pages.
They are books.
Yes. CB2, chill.
Great.
Cool.
Good to go.
Slaps. Mm-hmm. Restoration Hardware, straight to the recycling. Yeah. It's too big.
I know.
So
and every picture
big.
Is exactly the same.
Yeah. It's the Cheesecake Factory menu of catalogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
All Seriously. Of their furniture looks the same.
It's it all does. White. And they shoot it all in the same place. It's like they choose an expensive house in Malibu and then just bring their furniture in and like switch it out. It's like one white couch, second white couch, third white couch. Oh. I feel bad for the furniture movers because there's so many white couches in that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anywho, sharks.
Sharks.
Oh no, but the Sharper Image catalog that I got. Why is the Sharper Image still making catalogs? Because the stuff in there is from the 90s. I swear to God. And like the models are from the 90s. They're using the same images.
Is Sharper Image kind of like Brookstone? Did you guys go to Brookstone?
It's exactly, like,
it's exactly like Brookstone. I bought something from Sharper Image. We got a mosquito murderer outside.
Oh, what is it? Is it like the little zapper?
Is that the official name?
Yeah, it's like a little bug zapper, but it dehydrates them.
Yeah. So it's not, it's ethical.
And did you,
I don't know.
Who knows?
Did you buy it, did you look up Sharper Image bug zapper?
No, it was on a bunch of other lists. I saw it on Amazon. So then I Googled where else I could buy it. And Sharper Image came up and they were having a sale. So I thought, why the heck not?
Why not? We gotta murder some mosquitoes.
We gotta kill some skeeters. Mm-hmm. We got some bad ones, you know?
But I think, so I was looking through this catalog on a road trip because I had saved up all my catalogs that I needed to go through. For this road trip where Ned was driving. And I'm a page ripper outer. I don't know if you guys know that about me.
No.
But I am like the bane of every pool, like anybody who's sitting by the pool trying to relax. I'm reading a magazine and ripping out pages. Like, I swear, I have women who look over at me and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm trying to enjoy my margarita. And then I save all those pages.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with them?
I put them in a file.
Oh my God, Ariel.
Yeah.
Wait, this isn't, I like this. This is a good organization. Like,
we're entering like the most organized episode of Hoarders ever.
It is. It's like a hoarding thing because my grandmother and my mother save magazines. Mm-hmm. And I make so much fun of my mom for saving magazines because she never looks at them again. You know, she just has a stack of magazines. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mom, this magazine is from 2005. Mm-hmm. Like, the stuff in here is out of date. And she's like, I like the photos. And I'm like, okay, so when have you looked at this magazine? And she's like, I don't know, 2005. You know?
Jeez.
But I do the same thing. I just do it with the pages. I rip them out and then I never look at them again.
It was like Pinterest before Pinterest was a thing.
It Ooh. Is exactly yeah. Pinterest before
yeah.
Pinterest.
We got to make a collage online.
Yeah. You guys, I'm on Pinterest. And you know what I've actually started to do? This is so strange. Is instead of putting them in a file, I will take a picture of the page and I will load it to my Pinterest page.
Oh my god.
Or that's only if I can't find the same image online to save to my Pinterest
You're
page.
Real.
It's
You're
weird,
so
guys.
Funny.
It's Aww. Weird. I spend like
Do you use reverse Google image search? Because that would
what
cut
is
down
reverse Google image
You search? Can if you get like a screenshot of like let's say you find a beautiful outdoor table. Mm-hmm. You see a picture of it. You can snap a photo of it as long as there's not too much like light or anything in uh-huh. it. And you can put the photo into reverse. Like you go into the Google app and uh-huh. you hit upload photo. Uh-huh. And then it'll show you. This is kind of how I find, like when I find a really expensive like shoe or uh-huh. something uh-huh. or like top that I like, I'll put it into Google and find like a reverse Google image and I'll find cheaper options of that same shirt or
That's
shoe.
genius. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm or writing that down in my reminder notes. Yeah. Uh-huh. In my reminder uh-huh. notes.
Yeah.
Where's my phone?
Under me.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting it in my reminder notes. Carry on amongst yourselves while I do. Google eyes and hair reverse.
I've used that to like search an outfit on an actress in a show.
Ooh.
You get a screenshot oh. from it and you pull it in and you're like, where's that dress from?
Oh, Emily
Johnson, damn it.
Yeah.
This seems life changing.
It is.
Becky, do you do this?
No. I don't think I've ever reversed image searched anything.
Mm. Yeah. I've only recently started doing it since we're buying furniture and things, but I was like, let me see if there's just like
you gotta really want to hunt something down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a hunter.
Ariel, I'm just wondering how much of your life this Pinterest catalog system takes up.
Well, okay, so a lot of my job is finding things that are like cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of it as research.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's work. But I'm not going to say it's not a lot of time because it is. It is a fair amount of time. But then I always remember like where things are from. You know, if there's like a certain like look that somebody is going for, I'm like, that's from like that's CB2 or that's this, mm-hmm. that's this,
mm-hmm.
you know, or like I just recognize things immediately. I'm mm-hmm. you know, all sorts of different stuff.
So you're the reverse image.
I am.
Like you have it in your brain already.
Yeah. Which actually is probably not a great idea. That's probably taking up a lot of brain space that I don't have that could be used for other things.
But does it bring you joy?
Yeah. It does bring me okay.
Uh-oh.
It's like it brings me joy some, like certain aspects of it mm-hmm. and then other aspects of it give me anxiety.
Mm.
So yeah, I know. Maybe I just need to figure it out so that I only get the joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in this Sharper Image catalog, ladies, let me tell you about the amazing, amazing products in the Sharper Image catalog.
Amazing.
I thought it was a vintage catalog when you texted
it. Is
it
not. It arrived at my door like a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it had 2021 on it. I mean, okay, so the best products were when I got to the like personal use sort of stuff, you mm-hmm. know, like uh-huh. like self-care type yeah. of things. I mean, obviously they had a back massager that was mm-hmm. very clearly a vibrator.
Yes.
I feel like that's that's just par for the course,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But they had this was when I started texting you guys these photos. They had a personal sauna that was basically like a canvas bag that you zip up to your neck and then you like, and then you just have a sauna inside the bag. It's like tying yourself up in a trash bag.
Isn't that how you make a turkey at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you bag it?
Yeah. I like that they person was sitting either like knees up or crisscross applesauce, and they have like almost like a little ostrich pouch to put their head.
It was really strange.
I mean, space saving. I don't know.
How do you throw it in the wash? It's sweaty.
I think you wipe it down. Okay, so for Zach's chronic pain series, he reviewed one of these like infrared sauna bags, and he had an option between purple and black. Chose black, but he looks like he's in a body bag every time he's in it. He'll come home from work and he's like, I'm just gonna sit in this for like 30 minutes. But I guess the selling point of it is you can burn up to like 600 calories, because I don't think it's that much, but I think it's just your body
sweating.
Yeah. But you have to be fully closed when you're in it, because you can burn yourself. I've tried it before. It's very like more calming, but it has like infrared within it, but it's easily wipeable.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And why, Mags, is infrared better for you than other types of like heat light?
I have just been told, I haven't really looked into infrared a lot, but I've heard it's good for inflammation and it's good for like acne. I've been told like, oh, you should do infrared, because I was, when I had my acne stuff, they're like, oh yeah, a lot of estheticians will use infrared, and it kind of helps, I think, bacterial growth. Don't quote me on that. I haven't looked.
Yeah. We won't quote you.
Yeah.
I had a microcurrent this last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. I just, have you heard of this?
No, I have the device.
Yeah.
Is that what the new face is?
The new face is.
I've been wondering what it's.
Oh my gosh.
No. I'm so intrigued.
Tell me more about it. Yeah. Because I walked into this like facial, and I had chose the like undecided, you know, basically tell me what I need, you know.
Yeah, I want.
Look at my skin and tell me what I need, you know. And she's like,
it's
"Well,
like bartender's choice."
Yeah.
Well, you know, she asked me, "Well, what do you want?" And I was like, "I don't know. I got like wrinkles. I just want to be like glowy and beautiful." And she was like, "Okay, well, it sounds like you're telling me that you know you want to be glowy and beautiful, which I think you need an infrared current." And I was like, "Okay." I'm interested.
Yeah.
It was fine. Like, it was great. Except she warned me beforehand. She was like, you might get a metallic taste in your mouth. And I was like, excuse me? What?
Oh. Yeah, metallic?
No, apparently that only happens if you have metal fillings. Because you've got an electric current going through your skin.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. But it was quite delightful. It was like, you know, she was rubbing like, I don't know, something on my face, and there was jelly involved, and
yeah, you have to have a gel for the current. You can't have any oils, otherwise the current doesn't go, and like it doesn't work in some way.
And what is the current doing?
Like, it lifts and it helps firm as much as a non-injectable procedure can.
Okay.
It does have its limits of what it can do. But if you do it really consistently. Yeah.
Like every day.
Like if you, have, you have to use, like when you have like this at-home ones, you have to use it every day.
I'm really bad at the everyday stuff.
The everyday thing.
Vitamins, supplements, currants, you know, anything.
Flossing.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
No way.
You gotta get one of those flosser picks.
Oh, I have them, but
the water picks?
No.
The flosser, they say.
The reach?
Oh, yeah.
The reach, that one's good. What do they say?
A lot of people will use water picks instead of flossing, and they say it's just adjunct. You should
really.
You should not substitute flossing for water picking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My dentist said you should do both.
Mm-hmm. But who has time for that?
Every person in the world, your doctor, your dentist, your mom, your partner wants you to do all of these things. You can't possibly do all of them.
I know.
My dentist has to take a backseat to some other people.
Yeah,
I get it. Water picking and flossing and brushing twice a day.
Wait, so what does the water pick do in addition to flossing?
It helps, like, just like you've talked about a water pick on the tripod, haven't you, Miles? I hear him giggling over here.
Wait, so
but listen, I feel like it just gets the food out the way.
Yeah, it helps like push things out, and like I have a permanent retainer, so it helps because I don't.
Oh, that buy seems the, useful.
Yeah, honestly. Definitely useful for the permanent retainer.
Yeah, you're supposed to use these little like floss helpers.
Threads.
Yeah, and you thread it through. Your teeth? It's behind my bottom teeth.
Yeah, you need you need a water pick for that.
There's also a massager because like we all definitely have some form of like gingivitis because as you said, you haven't flossed, you know.
I do floss. I'm just not flossing like twice a day every day. Yeah. I'm averaging just, like.
So everyone's got a little bit of gingivitis.
It's like Rachel doesn't wash her face.
Wash her face. Gosh. She's like, I just don't, not every day.
Like I'm probably averaging like 3 to 5 times a week. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Flossing
that's
on the
great
rig.
For flossing.
And you're showering. Like, I'm showering.
I shower.
It's
every
fine.
Day or every other day.
Yes. I don't.
Ariel does not.
We I learned do not.
Last week. That's how she keeps that sweet, sweet tan.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how she keeps the tan going. Yeah.
If anybody's watching this on YouTube, Mama's looking glowy.
Yes, she has.
Mama took care of herself this weekend. I got,
let me tell you about my spray tan though, guys.
Yes, please.
Not the experience itself. It was very normal. It's been a long time since I was completely naked in a room with a stranger. But you know, I'm glad we're back. But
I've never gotten a spray tan. Do you get full?
Oh, I get full.
Oh, I have a funny story about a spray tan.
Okay, go.
No, tell it.
No. Go.
Oh, no. So I got a terrible sunburn when I was on vacation with Rachel like 3
yes,
weeks ago.
You did.
Welcome to my life. And it was on my thighs. And
just the tops of
just
your
the
thighs.
Tops of my thighs.
Ariel was like, "Are you ready for me to come out?" And I was like, are you doing? Mm. She comes out in a swimsuit and I'm like, oh, cute. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
The tops of her thighs were beet red.
Finn fell asleep when we were sitting on the beach.
Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
So I was just holding him sitting in a beach chair.
And you can't get up.
Well, and I
when he's being cute.
I didn't get up because I wanted him to sleep. And I guess I hadn't put enough sunscreen on my thighs.
Also, it was freezing. We were all so cold. The girls were wrapped up in like, June was like, can I have 2 more towels around me? We
I know,
were so
they were
cold.
Like, they were like old women with little towels on.
So I think you forget to reapply because you're
cold,
freezing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got a terrible sunburn and it peeled. But I thought, when I went to get a spray tan a couple of days ago, the peeling had gone. Like I had sort of, you know, I'd sloughed it off and my legs
exfoliated.
Were smooth. And I did all the like proper things you're supposed to do before a spray tan. I exfoliated, did all the things. But you know, I go and I get my spray tan and I got the express one because I cannot keep that stuff on for, you know, too long. And then when I washed it off and it started to, I started to get the color and the places where I had a sunburn and it had, it had peeled off are way darker.
Oh no.
way darker. I have like patches on my thighs of dark tan skin. Uh-huh. And then I have like regular tan skin and, we have a photo shoot today, which not everybody knows about, and it's going to be really interesting looking once you guys see it.
Oh my God! You have to wear shorts that cover it.
I do. Which,
or pants?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's just a pants day.
It's
a pants day. Yeah. Which completely defeats the purpose of a spray tan.
But your top, so stunning, so glowy, so relaxed. Did you just get back from Hawaii?
I know.
Right? Wow.
I heard that Hawaii's going to be really crowded this year.
Well, aren't they still doing really intense COVID testing to go there?
Not anymore. That's why. They're gonna stop it soon.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But where were we? Tell us your story.
My spray tan story. All right. So I'm a young 23-year-old me coming from Vermont to compete at Miss America in Vegas.
You know, I want to hear way more about Miss America.
We were competing in Vegas. It's January. I'm Miss Vermont. I'm coming from the Vermont winter. And we get there and we're doing our rehearsals every night. And each floor has like a mom chaperone who's like a volunteer who either competed in the system or like maybe her daughter did once. Mm. And they kind of like keep your itinerary, walk you to breakfast, whatever. And we get there and we do our rehearsal for the swimsuit competition that day. And I was just like a ghost. I was see-through. And all of these girls are showing up. They were Botoxing. They had spray tans. They had full hair and makeup teams. I was just like by myself, getting myself dressed each day. And we did the swimsuit competition. And also, most people's state directors come with them, but the Vermont program's really small. It's not like Texas or Mississippi or California. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even have a state director for me. I remember the talent coach from Miss Florida's team watched my talent and gave me notes because I had no one to do that.
Oh my gosh. And so
after the swimsuit rehearsal, all the moms got together, pooled together like $300 and gave it to me to go get a spray tan at the hotel.
Oh, stop it.
Because I was so pale and they were like, girl, we got to take care of you. Oh my God. You can't go on stage like that.
Also $300 for a spray
tan. That's how much a spray tan costs?
Well, it was like Planet Hollywood spa. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like in the hotel. And so that was my first and only, I think, spray tan.
Was it good?
Oh yeah. It was great. So much better. Yes. It was great. I cried. I was just like so moved that like all those moms would take care of me. But also I was just so pale that they needed
to help me out.
You haven't had a spray tan after one. I'm going to Vegas later this week though, and maybe I want to go get a spray tan before Ariel showed up and I'm like, I want to do everything you did this weekend.
I also got new makeup. I know. So I was influenced by Becky. We've talked about this on the pod before.
I'm always influenced by Becky.
I'm always influenced by Becky, but the Elia, like, moisture serum.
SPF.
SPF. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. And it has, like, a good amount of color in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I use that every day, and it made me so glowy that I didn't want to put on my bronzer and blush because they were powder.
And so
it gave me this like sort of cakey look. And so I've been looking for like cream, a bronzer and blush. Mm-hmm. And I found it. Ooh. I got Fenty in Butter Biscuit.
Butter Biscuit.
Fenty is Riri's line, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah, she can do no wrong.
She can do no wrong. And I also got the special brush that you put it on with. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can't overdo it. Ooh. Well, actually, please tell me now. Did I overdo it?
No, because you look perfect.
I went to town on the bronzer this morning. Yeah. Thank you. I also asked them not to spray tan my face because I just don't like the way that a spray tan looks on my face. You can't really control it as well.
Yeah.
And so I tried to match the tan on my face
to the tan on
my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really going for it.
Yeah.
But thank you. And then I got the Tower
28.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Mm. That stuff is good. It's also very pigmented. Uh-huh. Like way pigmented. The first time I used it, I was like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah. It's a good, I love that it gives like whatever the color is on the container, that is what it comes out as.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I like that.
But let's talk about our Shark Tank ideas.
Yeah.
Guys,
I've never seen Shark Tank.
Oh,
I've only seen clips of it.
It's hilarious. Well, you've never actually watched Shark Tank?
Yeah.
You've never watched it?
I thought you were the number one
Shark Tank episode.
I mean, that's like what it's inspired by. But you guys have never thought about a product that you wish existed or you don't. I don't know. I remember going in as a child as the As Seen on TV store in my local mall. And it just, I don't know.
Do love those As Seen on TV.
It's like nostalgic plus just, I love gag gifts. I love white elephant.
Maybe
every
you're just
year.
More full of ideas than the rest of us.
I don't think so. I think maybe this is just, I don't know. I'm just a weirdo.
I bet if I looked through my reminder notes that I would probably have something along the lines of like a, this should exist.
Okay, this is an article and it's like 10 worst ideas pitched on Shark Tank. And the first one that came up.
So are the ideas on Shark Tank usually fails bad and then you get a good one once in a while?
Okay, so the way that Shark Tank works is there are like 4 to 5 like millionaires.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Yeah. Investors.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Mark Cuban, who owns multiple sports teams. I think he owns like the Warriors, and he owns like maybe a football team. There's the blonde lady. There's the FUBU guy.
What's a FUBU guy?
FUBU, the fashion brand. FUBU, for us, by us. It was very popular in like the early 2000s.
Yeah. Yes.
But he's one. So they all have like different things. And then there's Mr. I want to call him Mr. Worldwide.
Mr.
Fabulous Pitbull? Or Mr. Wonderful. I think he's like a bald. He's the bald guy, but they all have different things that they.
I feel like sometimes they switch out.
Are experts in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they'll invest in like.
You pitch to them.
Yeah.
And they're scary.
Yes. Yeah.
Like American Idol, but for ideas.
Yeah. And they talk to you. So it's like a.
Yeah. But they all have just like a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they want to make more money. And so I always find it very interesting when they actually like offer them a deal. Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh, it's a real deal on the spot.
It's a real deal. Yeah. I think cake pops from Starbucks. Yeah. Or from Shark Tank.
Yeah. You go in and you pitch them your idea.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, there's some sort of like you've already created some kind of business, and you have like a certain amount of like people who are buying your stuff. And so you come in with your numbers and your spreadsheets and everything. And you give them your pitch. You give them like a show of like, this is my product. This is how it works. This is how much we made this year, you know, and then they offer you, usually they offer you money for equity in your company. And so, you know, the more that your company makes, the more they make, you know, all that sort of stuff.
And then does the small business usually blow up after that? Because it was on Shark Tank, et cetera.
Yeah,
it depends. A lot of people have
Walked away with either not going with the deal and still getting coverage for it and still.
Oh, so you get to choose then. You don't have to sell equity to them.
You don't have to sell it, yeah. If they don't offer you, like, if they offer you, like, you know, $5 million for a 50% stake in your company, like, no, the answer is no. Yeah. Like, especially if they want to take a, like an ownership level.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll do 51% of your company and then they have to talk
how
amongst
sharky.
Themselves.
Yeah. And then
so
they tend to like own most of the, you know, like they have a, like an ownership stake in the company and you no longer have it, like any say.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And so, you know, it really depends on like how much, on like how much you need the money and, and you know, like how much you need the help, because they offer like not just money. They also offer you help. They offer their guidance
and resources.
You know? So that's why you would go with one shark over the other. Like if you wanted, I need to look up the FUBU guy's name, but like he's the fashion one. So if you're pitching like a new form of like leggings, then you would want him maybe over Mark Cuban, because Mark Cuban's more usually does sports and food,
and maybe the FUBU guy, like maybe you could tap into his supply chain.
What are the worst ideas ever pitched?
Okay, there was this one, I'll read you. It's called Dr. Floyd Seskin's Euro Club. This is
what?
That's a bad name.
Are you an active golfer with an overactive bladder? No. Oh, okay. Then we guess you don't need the golf club. You can also pee into.
Oh my god.
It's for old men on golf courses.
I'm like, what? Just pee in the bushes.
And it looks exactly like a golf course, and it has like some sort of blanket situation.
Who?
What?
Oh my god.
It's
the image
bad.
Is horrifying.
It's so bad. I think that some of these are definitely just comedy. But there's another company that was pitched, and it's basically you get three socks, so you never lose your one sock.
Oh, that's so
funny.
You just
keep it in your
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'd invest.
Very funny.
But then, I'd invest.
But then if you don't lose the sock, then you just have an
three
extra
socks
sock
forever.
Yeah. The extra sock's going to be there with or without that third sock, so why not, you know? We always have that one rotating sock.
You know what we do is Bean loves socks.
And for your dog.
Anytime a sock goes missing, then we just take the random sock, tie a knot in it, and it becomes a Bean toy.
You got to do your baseboards with some socks. That's the OG. When you're cleaning your baseboards, you put socks on your hands. Into your dusting, socks on your hands.
That's good.
Okay, so
that's
this really is good. This is actually one of my favorite, like, in Living Simple or whatever that magazine is that I love.
Real Simple.
Real Simple. There Real it is. Simple. They have this article every single month that is new uses for old things.
Ooh, yeah. Love that.
And so, you know, like a straw. What could you use a straw for?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is one of those things like a sock.
A sock.
What can you use a sock
it's your
for?
Dusting rag.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy that. A Swiffer. You just scoop it up.
What else could you use a sock for? A single foot?
Mittens?
Mitten?
Yeah.
Just cut the thumbs out.
You could use them as sweatbands. Just cut like...
Mm. Oh, yeah.
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 Anywho.
I'll share the third worst one. There was a wake and bacon. This reminds me of one of those episodes in The Office where you basically leave your bacon in this thing all night. And then it turns on at... The time you wake up, so you wake up to fresh cooking bacon.
Absolutely, Michael Scott stepping on his like George Foreman grill.
Coffee maker for bacon,
and it looks
because
like a
pig. You need bacon immediately upon.
Immediately, absolutely. I have heard that some people really like to wake up to the smell of bacon. Bacon is like
I feel like
the
you
worst
get, like,
smell for me.
Morning. Yeah. I feel like you should. Someone should invent like a bacon candle then.
Right.
You know, a bacon
I'm sure that exists.
Oh my gosh. That is the number one thing that I will be pitching to Shark Tank is bacon. A bacon candle. Except I really don't want my house to smell like bacon. That sounds terrible.
That sounds awful. Yeah. But we can go over like the most popular ones.
Ooh,
this one is a wearable blanket. I think it's kind of like a snuggie, but it has a hood. And so you can wear
it. You would love that.
I love that.
You love that.
You're so cozy.
I know. Always so cozy. I wish that I could wear. I'm always wearing blankets, but
we should get you a blanket in here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
We'll podcast for 5 minutes.
You can sit with us merch, blanket,
wearable blankets.
There are a lot of products out there that we take, that we just use every day that I think were pitched on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Like
that's amazing.
And it doesn't have to be just products. I think apps have been pitched as well. And like more.
Oh, and they just need investors for the app.
Or
the show's been around for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Maggie, do you have a Shark Tank pitch?
I do. I do.
Okay.
All right. So.
I'm gonna be the judge from the world of film and television.
Here we go. Here we
I have no statistics, no sales, but let me know if this is a good idea.
Okay. Let me know if this is a good idea.
I have been frequenting many different grocery stores lately just because I work on one side of town. We just moved to another part of town. And I've thought about this like a few years ago, not only for elderly people, people like me. Mm-hmm. Now a lot of people are ordering their groceries online. I wish that there was an app that would be like customers or people who work in the store could upload maps of their grocery store, because I get so overwhelmed going into a Ralph's versus a Vons versus a Trader Joe's versus a Whole Foods, not knowing where things are.
Okay.
And so you want then
a map on your phone.
I want an app that I can just, I'm at this grocery store and I'm going to search for chives. Like where can I find, usually in grocery, but like noodles, what aisle is noodles on? Or marshmallows, what aisle is marshmallows on? And then I want to be purchased by Google, because then you can type in your grocery list and they're going to tell you what aisle to hit in what order to maximize your time.
Wow.
Yeah. So you want it
what
in
do you think?
Person.
What do you mean?
You're going to each grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you, let's say you just are in a new city or a new part of town and you have to stop at the market and you don't know where things are. You can just upload your, and you can do a share option. So you can share one between you and your family members or your partner. They'll send you the grocery list. You'll upload it into the app and they'll tell you this is on aisle 4. This is on aisle 7. This is in this section. And then it can also upload a map where it can tell you what aisle to go to, because I get easily overwhelmed. And,
you know, Target.
Would you use this app?
Does that.
Target does that.
Mm-hmm. In Target's app. Yeah.
You guys. Does it give you a map?
It does.
Oh, shoot. Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, Maggie, it exists.
Oh, no.
Shops makes it easy to find products in stores nearby.
How?
And it's a literal map. They beat you. Oh, no.
So clearly good idea because wow. it already exists. Like, so a quick Google search. It
customer uploaded then? Or like who are uploading all these?
I'm not sure. It says delightfully fast and easy trust search comparison.
When did it start? When did it launch?
15 minutes ago.
Man, I thought I was on to something.
Oh well, you are. See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
is it? It doesn't matter that you didn't know that that existed.
Yeah.
Because you came up with that idea.
And I guess that's like the power of like good ideas. Is like a lot of people wish the same thing existed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and it's just the follow through of somebody like making it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to make it. Yeah. I don't have connects.
I feel like it's really useful. For when you have like an ingredient you never buy too.
Right.
You're like, what aisle would this be on? Like I had Watts's great grandmother's Christmas cookie recipe this year and called for shortening.
Yeah.
And I was in Whole Foods and I was like, do they even sell it? I don't see it on baking. I don't see it in oils. Where is it?
Is it by the breadcrumbs?
I don't and even remember where I found it, but I asked an employee and they were like, oh yeah, we have it. And I was like, but where?
But where?
I didn't know what it looked like. Was it frozen? Was it refrigerated?
I know. Yeah. I was looking for molasses the other day. What are they
baking?
Baking.
By with pancakes. Maple syrup, I would think.
Yeah. But some grocery stores that I've been to, like Ralph's aisles, I think one of the Ralph's that I go to is one of the biggest in California or in the country, and their aisles are like so long. So you're just like going and going and going. And I was like, there's a sushi bar in this Ralph's too.
Oh
and
my God.
A bar.
I'm so like, great.
What?
A bar? There's a bar in the Ralph's that I go to.
That would make shopping like, a little more interesting.
My sister-in-law and her husband used to go to the fancy Whole Foods in Milwaukee on Sundays, and they would get a beer at the bar while they shopped.
Wow.
It was like a date.
Yeah.
This was
cute.
Pre-pandemic where you could walk around sipping your beer. But I don't think
Mariano's too. Mariano's has bars.
What's a Mariano?
They have Mariano's here.
You got a chore.
Mariano's not in California.
Never mind.
If you're in Illinois, you can find
Midwestern
it.
Is showing.
Hey, it's like a little less expensive than a Whole Foods, and they have a bar. And they were like,
I was just like, yeah, sure. Maybe it's on the west side.
That's so funny.
Well, that's a good idea, Mags.
That's a really good idea.
Well, it exists. Yeah. So well,
I'm going to check it out.
No, come check it out.
That's actually one of the things that I love about Target and the Target app. Okay, not sponsored, guys, but I do love Target, and we used to be sponsored by Target. But just like my life in general used to be sponsored by Target. But yeah, you can if you find something like on the Target app that you like, add it to your shopping list, and it'll tell you exactly where it is, like the aisle and like
if you add it to your cart.
Well, no, not add it to your cart. Add it to your list, like your shopping list.
Yeah.
But you have to have the Target app.
I have the Target app. I didn't know you could do that. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Any other ideas?
My idea was also a map-based idea.
We need more maps.
Yeah. It was a map app also. But for a different purpose. So it was based on a BuzzFeed video that Keith did. Uh-huh. He tried to find the best bathroom in Hollywood. If you had to use the bathroom in an emergency situation. And you know, I hate bathrooms. I don't like them. I don't like to look at them. I think they're very dirty. Mm-hmm. Except in Singapore, that was like the greatest experience of my life, being able to go into like beautifully cleaned bathrooms.
It's rare that you find a really good one.
Yeah. So I thought we should make an app where you can go on your phone and then people can rate the bathroom that they were in. Mm-hmm. And you could, well, first it would show you where the bathrooms were. So you knew if you were going somewhere where the bathroom was. And then it would have ratings based on if it was clean, and it would tell you how many stalls there were. And it would tell you if there was like people cleaning it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. But in like public settings.
I can already think of several bathrooms in Hollywood that I would recommend.
Yeah. And then you can like share it with your friends.
Yeah. The ones that have candles.
Yeah. Candles versus the ones that don't.
Or the ones that have people who are in there like cleaning and keeping them tidy all day long.
Yeah.
There are some.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just imagining Becky really has to pee, and she's like standing in the middle of like a crowded area reading reviews of bathrooms. And she's like, god damn, there's this one that's like a 5-minute walk away and has 5 stars, and I think I'm gonna go to that
I think
one.
I can make it,
but there's a closer one.
Yeah,
I can't make it. It only has 1.5 stars.
See, it would work out because you should have Keith go in first, and then I'm like, hey, how was it? And he's like, don't go in, or go in. That would be, it would be on my phone, so I wouldn't even need them anymore.
What about like park bathrooms? You know, like
yeah, because a lot of places will be like, sorry, customers only, or like, do you have the PIN?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just need to pee, please.
Yeah,
please.
So all that would go on the app too. It would tell you where like the hiking bed. But no, I don't pee when I hike. I don't pee at music festivals.
You don't pee when you hike in the bushes?
Nope.
oh, but it makes the hike so much better after you pee. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, thank God. Now now we can hike some more.
But yeah. do you hydrate when you're hiking?
Yes. I have found the exact balance because we are frequent hikers right. and mm-hmm. music festival attendees. Uh-huh, uh-huh, mm-hmm. So I found out the perfect amount of liquid that my body needs to stay hydrated, but also will sweat it out at the same amount of time. Uh-huh. So I never have to pee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then you like super hydrate on the way home and then you pee when you get home.
Yeah. And then we keep a full hydro flask in the car and then we chug the hydro flask on the way back. I mean, I do. Wow. Keith pees.
Wherever.
Keith pees wherever.
Yes, yeah. He has no qualms. Just
into a golf club, perhaps?
You know, I was thinking more about that golf club. I think that actually could be. I think they need to remark it. I don't think it should be for like just the average golfer. But if they were like, hey, are you like... I don't know what the bathrooms look like at golf clubs. Are they accessible? Like, what if you were in a wheelchair mm-hmm. and you wanted to golf?
Yeah, I think
that could be a good way to be able to do it. Yeah. Yeah. So then you don't have to, you know,
but go I think about being in the middle of a golf field.
There are a lot of people around.
I think they're called golf courses.
Golf courses.
Golf fields. Also, I don't like a product that's only for men.
Right.
No women are peeing into that golf club.
Mm. No.
You can't squat over a golf club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
That's a little weirder. But maybe they have like a bigger version.
Bigger. It's just a bowl.
Strap it on.
It's a cup attached to the top of a golf club.
That could work.
Yeah. They have some of those funnels for if you're on like a long car trip.
That's true.
That's funnels. True. You know,
there's like mm-hmm. hospital ones. They're just like mm-hmm. little.
Yeah.
They're all for men. But, you know,
when in need.
Female urinals. Yeah. They haven't really made a good option.
This podcast has never heard the bucket story.
What's the, oh my gosh, the bucket story.
What's the bucket?
Oh, wait, no, I know the bucket story.
Oh my gosh. Maggie told it when we stopped rolling on our first podcast.
I cannot. I'll tell. Okay, this was like very early on in the pandemic.
Yes.
And everywhere was closed. Public restrooms, like mm-hmm. everything in LA was shut down as most of the rest of the world. But I was at a doctor's appointment across town and Zach had just dropped off his pottery wheel that weekend. And we had like extra buckets from just like the clay and stuff like that in the back of the car. So I stop, I'm in bumper to bumper traffic. So I stop along the way and I'm in Brentwood and I run out to the Starbucks and I was like, excuse me, can I use your restroom? And that was only curbside pickup at the time. Like they right.
this
were
is
not
like
allowing,
April 2020.
Yeah, oof. They were not allowing people inside. Even gas stations, like it just, they had the plexiglass and mm-hmm. The man was like, yeah, I'll meet you in our alley. And I was like, okay. And so I run around the building. I mm-hmm. meet him and I have the biggest smile on my face because I'm about to go pee and my bladder is so full. And this woman intercepts him. She's like, actually, he's misinformed. Like, you cannot use our bathroom. And I was like, but I really need to pee. Like, I really need to go. Like, I'm about to start crying. And she doesn't uh-huh. even let me in the doorway. And she just slams the door on my face. And I'm like, no. And I'm in a onesie. So.
Oh, my God. So, you know, there's time to take it off, too, that you have to factor in.
And I couldn't go in the alley because I would just have to be, like, full on naked because I was in a onesie.
You're in a onesie.
And it was, like, the long pant onesie. You know, it was a jumpsuit.
Someone's going to come around the corner.
Yeah. So I'm panicking.
Oh my God.
Stuck naked.
Panicking. Probably peeing on your onesie a little bit.
Oh, yeah. So I ran back to the car. I tried another place. I tried a gas station. They weren't letting me in either. And there's just nowhere. It's just
eventually
a ghost town.
I start to feel like I have a fever or something. Yeah. I feel like shaky. Yeah.
I was shaky.
Yeah. I get lightheaded.
So I run into the back seat of the car and I see the bucket. And Bowie's in the car with me and he's just like panting right next to me. Uh-huh. And I'm just like full on naked next to my dog peeing in a bucket.
Yes, Mags. You gotta do what you gotta do.
And I just look around and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this pee? So I like put it all over the grass and run away. And I like get on the phone. I was like, Zach, you will not guess what I did. He's like, I'm going to shoot right now. I'll call you later. Or actually... He was like, I'm on a call right now. I'll call you later. I was like, who am I going to tell? Who am I going to tell? I think I ended up calling
me. She's like, guess what I did?
And I was like, guess what?
I love you. I would have taken that to the grave. You had to tell someone.
Right? Oh my gosh. I wish I would have told it on the podcast, like when it was fresh, because it was just, I was
that's
like,
so
oh my God.
Funny.
I get it, because like we didn't know how like it transmitted at the time, but I just wanted to cry. And I think it was right after I had recovered from COVID too, and I wanted to like yell at the lady and be like, I already had it.
But at that time made her more scared. Yeah.
It would not have helped.
I feel like, what would have made the lady let you use the bathroom? Like, I'll clean it after.
Honestly, probably like, just being in the doorway and be like, if you don't let me in, I'm going to pee on your floor.
Yeah. That's honestly a bold move, Max.
Yeah. That's bold. Yeah. Yeah. That probably would have done it.
Yeah. I've had to do that at a gas station one time on a road trip when they were like, no, I can't. You can't use our restroom. It's employees only. I was like, I'm going to pee right here. And the man was like, okay, ma'am.
I once had to do that when I was potty training the little boy I nannied. Like, were in a bookshop and they were like, it's employees only. I was like, he is going to pee on your floor. He's two.
Oh,
please let us use the restroom. She was like, okay. You know what? Okay. And I was like, thank God.
I will this come was, from the other side of it, someone who's worked in retail and had to tell people you can't use our bathrooms.
No.
Yeah,
I know.
It's hard. It's hard. You know, the retail employees don't enjoy telling you that you can't pee. They don't own the store.
But like, it's New York City, man. We don't have cars with stuff in it. You got everything on your back, you know?
It's not a great option anywhere.
Not a great option anywhere. But like, I know people in LA who bring like little travel potties for their kids.
Yeah.
Smart.
You can't do that in New York City.
That's true.
Can't carry a travel potty everywhere.
No.
That's true.
In my handbag?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. No. Anyways.
We have this funny thing. We have this funny thing for Wes, speaking of like Shark Tank things. So, you know, the kid, like he can't sit on like a full seat because his little butt falls through, right?
Yeah.
So you can either use a like a kid potty, which they're pretty bulky and you know, not that easy to carry around, as Rachel knows, or you could take a seat. You could like, there's these little seats that you can set on the toilet. And they have a little handle, but those also are not super small, you know, like you can put them in a big bag and
it's like this.
We like use them to travel. But I found something online because I was looking for something that you could just throw into like a purse and it does exist. There's like a fold up seat, this little plastic guy.
Oh
yeah. It like folds together and then it has hinges and you fold it like this. And so it turns into maybe like, you know, 10 inches long and 7 inches tall or something like that. But like relatively flat, maybe 3 inches. And then you unfold it. You unfold it and then you set it on the seat and then the kid can sit on it.
Wow.
Yeah. I've never actually used it because I was afraid that the hinges would pinch his little bottom.
So wait, does one part of it touch the seat?
Yes. Yeah.
And that part, when you fold it up, you don't ever touch again? Or do you, how do you clean that?
You definitely have to touch it. I mean, when there's like kid stuff involved, there's a lot of like, you gotta wash your hands and stuff.
You gotta wash your hands. I mean, when you're the seat cover that you take off, so you put it on a public seat,
you take it off.
You wash it with soap and water? You spray it with alcohol?
I wish. No.
You just fold it back up. Mm-hmm. Does the part that touched the public bathroom seat touch
never
any of your stuff?
Even occurred to me to think about that.
Does it have a little case, at least? You can clean
it
the case?
It has a little baggie.
I feel like I would put it in a dog, in a doggy poop bag.
It's going to give me a panic attack.
That is so funny.
I was like, is it here?
All of you are thinking about this. And I'm like, it never even occurred to me to think of like, you know, like if it had like actual poop on it, I would wipe it off with like a Clorox wipe or something. Yeah. But no, that's never occurred to me.
So funny. On our like changing mats for like infants when we would travel, we wrote in Sharpie, downside, upside, so that we never put the part that touched like the airport changing table, like we would fold it up so that that wouldn't touch the kids.
That's smart. That's very smart.
Because like, that was pre-COVID. We don't fly with them now. But, you know.
Am I just a dirty, dirty human?
You haven't used it yet. I feel like you have gotten there.
I guess. But, you know, also, I've like considered using it. And
you're out in the world. Your kid has to poop. You're going to do whatever you have to do and you're going to fold it up and then you're going to like put it in its bag and then you're going to wash your hands, everything.
Yeah.
And then you're going to wash it when you get home.
You wash it when you get home.
I would wash it when
you're hopefully not going to have to use it again.
Yeah.
On that same trip.
Yeah. I'm still going to get you some spray alcohol for
I get spray this feeling all. Showering and the not sanitizing things.
Listen, I don't wash my face or floss, apparently. So I don't brush my teeth, you know?
You're fine. Wait, so you were talking about another idea that you thought was on Shark Tank, which was those, go on.
The bibs. So when our kids eat, they wear bibs, and it's not just a bib that goes flat, but it has a little pocket on the bottom. It's silicone, and it flips up, and the girls drop all kinds of stuff in their bib, and then they go in there and they like eat it. They're like, oh, right, another piece of watermelon that I haven't finished yet.
It also means it doesn't fall on the floor.
It doesn't fall on the floor. It doesn't get, like, they, like, the bibs are full. The bibs are completely full sometimes.
It's extra snacks.
Yeah. But think about all of that on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess. And it's already such a mess. I think that was a mom on Shark Tank, I believe.
Mm. Oh.
That is so smart.
That's a smart.
That's someone who was like on her hands and knees cleaning the floor and was like, there's got to be a better way.
Well, she clearly didn't copyright the or like get the patent for it.
No,
because now everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's where something went wrong, you know, where like she could have gotten the patent for that.
And then she could be the only one.
Exactly.
And she would be a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so that makes me really sad for her.
Because
there are like thousands of brands.
Yeah. And then somebody was saying cake pops.
I think it's not cake pops. It's the bagels. There were these mini bagels that had cream cheese in them.
Oh, that one on Shark Tank?
Miles, do a Google search. that ended up getting carried at Starbucks.
Ooh.
Wow. I feel like I just want a regular bagel and cream cheese.
They're like bagel bites that had cream cheese in them?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a kalachi?
Kind of like a donut bite.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a bagel bite. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, Bantam bagels.
Oh. Yeah. I think Mensch on the Bench was also
what
Shark
is that?
Tank.
Scrub Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we all have Scrub Tank. Daddy around here.
Wait, you guys are speaking like a different language.
What's Mensch on the Bench?
It was like Elf on the Shelf, but for Hanukkah.
Mensch on the Bench!
Yeah.
That's adorable.
There was also like, I've seen ones where they do like kids' books. And they'll pitch like an interactive kids' book where it's like you do things while you read the book.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds like reading a book ideas. With a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds regular to me, but okay.
Squatty potty.
What's a squatty potty?
Squatty potty.
Oh, people love
Shark Tank.
Squatty potty.
Everyone loves squatty potty. Yeah.
Are you a squatty potty fan?
Yes. Okay. I am. I love
Those things that just go on the sides.
And you put your little feet up on them.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently it's just better for your sphincter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To poo like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that sphincter.
Isn't that what you do to babies? You push their little leggies?
Yeah.
That helps with gas.
Helps with the gas. I wonder. Okay, so there's this Frida.
The Frida whistle.
The whistle. Yeah.
I wonder. I never used
you
it.
You guys, Maggie does. Okay, so Becky, let me tell you.
You're going to love this.
Let me tell you about this product. So babies, when they have gas, there is this product that you can get from Frida Baby. I don't know if you can get it anywhere else, but it's basically, it's a thing that you stick into the baby's butthole.
It's a butt whistle. Yeah.
I remember
you told me about this, but now that you've said that, I'm like, yes, I remember the butt whistle story.
Well, it doesn't have to have a whistle on it. You know, like I don't really understand like why it has to have a whistle on it, just so that you know that there.
So you know that something's happening?
That gas is passing?
Yeah, so that you know that gas is passing, I guess. Oh. Or just to make it fun for the parents. Like,
it's like, motivational.
Like some sort of a circus happening.
I have not heard of the butt whistle. I've only heard of the nose Frida. That's what I thought.
Nose Frida is also genius.
Frida Baby is a real Shark Tank kind of company.
They are coming up with the most genius things.
Yeah, they really are.
The butt whistle whistles when there's a gas?
Yeah. Babies get a lot of gas.
Yeah, babies get a lot of gas.
Because they swallow air because they don't know not to do that.
And that's why you burp a baby, so that you get the air out.
Because
sometimes you can't get all the air out.
And then they'll be super cranky because they're, 7 pounds and it's super painful. Yeah. And it's
And their like digestive system is still very young, and so they get like they can't process the gas bubbles as easily. And so, you know, like us, we just either fart or burp it out. But they they don't know how to do that. Aww. You know, and so the air just stays in there, it makes them really uncomfortable. And so, you know, you have a fussy baby and you're trying everything. Mm-hmm. And so you try to bicycle their legs and try to get the gas out that way, and it kind of massages their belly. And then if you need to, you can use this butt whistle.
You just insert it into the tushy, just the teeniest little bit, and the air comes through like the little whistle and it makes a noise.
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah, and then you know the gas. I think it's so you know.
So you know that the gas is an alert.
Gas is out.
And so some of the gas comes out.
It is very satisfying to hear that and be like, oh, I bet you feel better now.
Yeah. That the nose Frida.
The nose Frida is so genius. Becky, do you know what the nose?
You know, since I don't have a child,
I don't know.
I'm not well versed on baby. Rachel,
it's a tube.
Baby items.
It's like a little tube, and it's got like a little spongy catcher, and then there's a long tube that comes up to your mouth, and you babies can't blow their nose. Their noses have lots of snot, phlegm, whatever, especially when they have their first cold, which is usually 6 or 7 months. They're really little and they can't breathe. And so you use a saline spray to spritz up there, and then you put this into their little nostril and you suck, and it catches it down in the thing so that you're not sucking snot.
It pulls
obviously.
You suck the snot out of their nose.
To suck the snot
so
out
like the way
nose.
You siphon gas.
Yes.
You're doing that to a baby's mouth.
That is exactly what you do.
And that's the same process.
It's so
is that
necessary.
How they came up with this?
And so smart.
And then it fills up with gas? All the phlegm, and you're like, oh, thank God.
That's we got it.
Well, because babies are drinking from a bottle or from a boob. And so they have to get that
they
suction
can't
or latch. And so they can't eat if they have a stuffed up nose.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because they have to breathe through their nose in order to eat.
Yeah.
And so it's this whole like, I love the nose Frida.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, how do I do it without this thing?
What would you do? There's no blowing their nose. Like, what would you do?
You can use those little bulbs.
They use the bulbs.
The bulbs are okay, but they're not as powerful.
Yeah.
And they kind of are upsetting. A lot of kids aren't fans of the bulbs.
Well, they're not huge fans of the nose Frida either. Babies don't really like it. The girls now laugh. They like it now.
Yeah.
It's funny to a toddler, but upsetting to a baby.
Yeah.
I get that.
But it works.
It works
really well. And there are many, many times that, so the pack only comes with three of those little spongy things that basically keep the snot from going up into your mouth. There have been multiple times that we have run out of those spongy things.
Oh no. I never throw out the last one until there's a new pack.
Oh
around.
Yeah. No. I've been desperate, and I've been like, I don't have a spongy thing. I'm just going to wing it. You know, it's like,
and do what? Just like, stop it before it comes all the way.
Yeah. It's like the plot method, you know, where you just sort of like, you're kind of like, we're just going to hurry for the best here.
She's just spraying and praying over here.
We're just going to hope for the best.
Spraying and praying.
But that is exactly how I feel the Paulette method works. Because you're like, I'm just going to hope that none of this gets in my mouth.
Right, we've cross contaminated this whole conversation.
Is it not true though?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I understand.
That was a great way to end this podcast, you guys. I'm just gonna leave all of our listeners with the vision of that in their heads.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Goodbye.